This is exactly right.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be impossible. If you want to hear more about ways you can actually live your best life, check out How to Be a Better Human.
Each week, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways you can improve your life.
This season on How to Be a Better Human, learn how thinking about death can actually make your life happier, why it's never too late to make a change, and more.
Find How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really funny how left-brained you are sometimes. I'm like, you gotta read between them lines.
Look, I am Amelia Bedelia. Okay, that's who I am.
Well, I am Tiger Woods, and so here we are.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Adulting. I'm Michelle Buteau. I'm with my friend Jordan Carlos, who also hosts this silly little podcast that you guys are listening to. Hello.
These are big facts. Hello, Michelle. What's up? How's your morning going?
It's been a morning, but we don't have to get into my morning.
Let's get into my morning.
Let's do it.
I've been up since 5.
What time did you go to bed?
5. I'm kidding. No, I went to bed.
You live on a farm.
I live in a farm. Yeah, sun up to sundown. Went to bed at what? Like maybe like 10:30 or something like that?
Ooh.
Yes.
Do you take a shower before you go to bed?
Oh, I wish I was that mature and self-respecting. But no, I usually slide into bed.
Yuck. I just feel like this is how you like keep the sheets clean. A clean body on clean sheets.
Part.
Plus, you know I gotta take a shower like every time I poop. Hi, everyone. I hope this isn't on speaker. But it's okay. We all poop. It's a book.
It's a great one. No. I hear that if you take a shower at night, it actually lowers the body temperature, which makes it easier for you to go to sleep. Word of the wise. So that's why you do it?
You know what? It just feels like I've washed the day off my body. I don't want to bring my day to my sheets. Especially if you ride the subway or some sort of Uber, the back of your head is on a public space.
Yeah, truly.
Are you going to put your cell phone on top of your pillowcase? No. You know what? I need a new bonnet. My son this morning was like, Mama, you got a hole in your hat. I said, nobody asked you, Otis. He is like that kid from Jerry Maguire. He knows all the facts.
Aww. You know what's weird? The kid from Jerry Maguire, I did a movie with him, Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh my
Such
God.
A nice kid.
I'm
Such
sorry,
a
does anyone
nice...
have a broom so I can sweep up this name that Jordan just dropped on the floor?
Come on!
The human head weighs 8 pounds. Like, was it hard not to, like...
It was hard not to because he still has that boyish kind of, like, quality about him, too.
Yeah, you are who you are. You're old, yeah.
You are who you are. He doesn't spike his hair or wear glasses, although I would have loved that. But
missed opportunity, yeah. If you ask me. Jordan, don't laugh. People don't like it when we laugh.
One person doesn't like it when we laugh. One person.
Look, it's my laces out pet detective. I will never forget. I never read reviews. Someone's like, you got to read the reviews. There's so many good ones. God. I read the one. No, there was more than one. People are like, don't laugh. It's like, what are you, like, hosting a food show and it's like, don't eat? It's like, you got to do what you're already doing, you know?
Yeah, they don't ever say that to Joe Rogan. They're never like,
ooh,
you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, laugh if you want to. If something makes you laugh, then laugh. Don't worry about it. Look at you with your Dunkin'.
Yeah, anything Ben Affleck says to do, I do it.
Yeah, because he was working at Dunkin'.
Yeah, he's from Boston. They love Dunkin' up there. What was I saying? I don't even remember at this point.
There's a hole in your bonnet.
No.
And I'm so sorry about that.
Oh my God, that sounds like a children's book. Or a dirty rumor. Oh God, get it together, Buteau. For fuck's sake.
Did you do any shows last night? Like, what's good?
Oh, you know what? I did host the Audio Awards. People who
nice.
Work in audio publishing. And it was your people. These nerds were getting turned up. I said, oh my God, yes. You guys are just letting the Chardonnay flow, honey. Just so many foggy glasses in one banquet room. It was very fun. There's a whole book world you just don't know about. And even podcasting. There's a whole world. Oh, no. And I had no idea. And people are so enthusiastic and care so much about a product where their face is never shown. Mm. It's very different from stand-up where it's like, stand-up is really like babysitting my four-year-old twins. Like, look at me. Look at me. No, you hurt my feelings. I'm not going to tell you about it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I know. Yes.
But yeah, it's really interesting. And as a former editor myself, a recovering editor, it was nice to be around people who still enjoy being in that dark room.
Why did you say yes to the dress on that? Why did you take that hosting gig in particular?
I think it's really important for people that work in production to feel celebrated because you see all the names or you hear us read the names at the end of the podcast, but like they're just names that you're just like, okay, moving on. But these are people that really care about what they're doing and really want to produce good content.
It's a skill and an art. I think you have a soft spot that's left over from Editor Bay Michelle days. Like
Editor Bay. Ooh, keeping it is spicy. Can you imagine me as your editor? You walk into the room. I'm like, what's up? What kind of energy and vibe are we bringing to the 42nd VO for the house fire? Everyone's like, are you on drugs? I'm like, no, you got some? I was already too much. I cared too much. And I realized, long ago, the bitch needs a window. Okay. That's one thing I didn't like about Edit Bay. There's no window. I got a picture of a window. Yeah. Everyone's like, I get it. I'm like, okay. It's, you know, I thought it was very nice.
That's very funny. I mean, it was like a nice bit, right?
You know what? I love a bit, even from my Jersey Mall days, you know? Even like working the furniture shop with my husband, when people sit in a chair, I'm like, do you like it? How does it feel? And they're like, it feels good. I go, does it feel like home?
What would they say to that?
Sometimes their eyes get bright. They're like, yes, it does. And other times they're like, bitch, stop making eye contact. So you never know who you're going to connect with is my point.
You got to cast a wide net.
I like a one-liner.
By the way, my sister turned. And so I'm now falling apart. When your little sibling turns the big.
Yeah. I know.
It's so real. It's so real. It's over. The games are fucking over. Now we got to grow up. We got to put the Legos away.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
I refuse to.
I feel like you've always had a bow tie and glasses and...
What am I, Minister Farrakhan? What are you talking about?
No, I just feel like you've always, you know, there's always been a Benjamin Button quality to you where, you know, you're an old soul and you want to get it done properly. And then you definitely have fun behind closed doors.
I do have fun behind closed doors. And the door is never completely closed. It's a little ajar.
It's a jar? Okay.
It's a jar.
Let
it's
your light in.
It's just cracked if anybody wants to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but like
I mean,
you are who you are, right? And so your sister is the baby. And she will always be the baby. Like my mom is in her 70s. All her siblings are in their 70s. And her younger brother still dyes his hair. And it's weird.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, who is this for? You know what I mean? Like, who is this for? But, and he still like needs money. And it's just like, for what? Don't you get them checks from the government now? Like, for what? To ride the bus to go see a free movie? What do you need money for, bro? Your silver sneaker YMCA class? Like, I don't.
Oh, yo.
Oh, she going in.
Bussing.
Bussing. Must be the cash because it ain't your face. Anyways. We really got to get this. We can get back to it.
Hot.
I mean, should we get...
Yo.
Yeah.
Let's just take the ultimate U-turn and just be like,
Padma.
Come on. Yeah, I love it.
But you guys, it's really about you and it's really about our guests. So please enjoy the rest of the episode. And if you don't enjoy it, you can pack your knives and go.
Oh my God.
Get off my mic.
What's up?
I gotta see these. Get off my mic, motherfucker. I gotta see these late
bitches. I'm not on it.
I'm not.
Hi,
on it.
Everyone. How are you? Oh, it's so good to see your faces. It smells like coconut oil.
Yeah, it does, right?
It do.
But in a good way.
I mean, give it up for Jordan and his new sweatshirt.
Thank you. Thank you. It's huge.
He's doing it. Look at this motherfucker got sequins on. If you sequin something,
it's Friday.
Say something.
We made it. If you sequin something.
Give it up for Don Will and his edges.
Yes. Rose and Rose.
What's up, Don?
You know, I had to get the hair laid for the show. You know what I'm saying?
I showed up because, you know, I try to get my hair laid, too. I showed up. I said, Don, are we going to get our periods together? That's amazing. Yo, I got my hair braided last night.
Looks good.
It hurts to blink. I'm not going to fucking lie. It's like ibuprofen ain't doing it like Rosé do. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck. But, ooh, you know, just God bless those Sierra Leone's fingers.
Yes. You go to East Harlem?
That were just in it. You know, when you get your hair braided so tight, I'm like, you mad at me? You know what I mean? That shit feels personal.
It looks good,
though.
You know
what I mean? I was like, you dig it in there. Did you find the answer? What the fuck? But also, like, I don't know if the other light-skinned bitches feel like this. You know, just, it's so light. I'm like, look at my scalp. It's so white. I take to five vitamin Ds a day.
Yeah, that part.
The soul and spirit, but the scalp doesn't lie.
Yeah.
And you know when you're so light, you get your hair braided, it looks like you're appropriating your own culture. Right. Like that, it's not okay. It's not okay.
I'm glad you said something. I wasn't going to say anything.
You said it when you're judging Southern eyes, motherfucker.
I'm a hard brown, so I'm caught right in the middle.
He's got one new ombre sweatshirt, and
you know what it is.
Out here judging motherfuckers like Whoopi on The View. How fucking dare you with your mulatto Never. Children and such. They'll understand one day.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Truly, you know, the first time my husband saw my hair braided when we went on our first vacation together years ago, I was drinking whiskey straight up. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
I don't do that no more. It's a fire between my tits. You know what I mean? It's like the margarita got to come with some Tums at this point. You know what I mean? Like the meal should come with a side of flaws. Adulting. But wait a minute. And it was not a good look, and it really did hurt to blink. And he said to me, this white man from Holland said to me, I thought it was gonna be an Erykah Badu, but it's an Erykah Badon't. I said,
oh no.
I said, how dare you eat me up like that?
In his defense. That is good wordplay.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know what it is? As long as it's not looking like Rachel Dolezal running errands.
Your hair, doesn't her hair look great, everybody? Stop.
Don't walk away, boy. Don't walk away.
My love won't hurt you.
Hurt you.
I studied with the boys choir in Harlem.
Oh my, nobody's old enough to fucking remember that shit.
Yeah, I know. The people that are sitting down are old enough. The people that got here early. The people that were an hour early. The people that got babysitters and childcare. The people that are worried about the babysitters right now.
Ooh,
the people that need to get back because, you know, it's... Why didn't I turn into Jesse Jackson? The people... and only the people sitting down know who Jesse Jackson is. All right. The younger people with the good knees out there with the omega-3s. The 30-year-olds are like, how long can I hang on?
Come on, Hozier, take us to church.
I'm just saying.
One time I hosted like this fucking event. I don't fucking know. We raised money for something. And it's all blackout. And Hozier performed. And all these bitches were sitting, ran to the stage to see his fucking Adam's apple sing some shit. And they were like, what the fuck? And then when I came back, they were like losing their God-given minds. Like titties were popping out of fucking Old Navy tank tops. I was like, they were rubbing themselves like they heard the truth. I said, for Hozier? And that, like, maybe I'm, just tell me. I don't know. And then when I came back out, I was like, you ladies put the hoe in Hozier.
Come on.
And they loved it. I was like, oh my God, do better. Anyways.
I like that.
Do you use a coupon for clothes?
Do I use a coupon for clothes?
Yeah.
I do not.
Okay, you didn't have to be all judgy about
no,
it.
No, no. I would gladly kind of... What do you do with coupons? I would gladly do that. No,
yeah, clip them?
I just went... I went to the store and there was a sale. It was like $29 for this. So I was like, I'll take it. This is definitely a $29...
That's a good story. Sweatshirt. How you been?
I've been okay. I'm trying to recover from my daughter. My daughter has... grown an attitude, and it,
oh, yeah, how old is she?
She's 10.
Double
and
digits, yeah.
And she's, I think she's so sassy, she's like ready for an AARP subscription at this point. She basically, okay, so breakfast today, I snapped my cap because,
uh-oh.
Right? So there was the first incident, and the first incident was she came downstairs, she's in her robe,
yeah,
and she's 10, she's got to go to school. And
she's got a robe?
Yeah, she's got a robe. She's got a rope. She pushes up
for
her...
I know. What? She's lounging?
I don't know.
To get the newspaper outside?
Listen.
In a sitcom from the 80s? Like, what has she got a rope for?
She is so far ahead of so many New Yorkers. She has her own room. Do you understand? So she's, like, coming out, and she...
I don't know why that hit so hard, but it did.
Okay, that
Wait,
was just...
Wait, does the room have a
window? It wasn't even a dick.
Does the room have a window?
It has a window.
Oh.
No, she... And I lost the crowd. Who's living cheek to jowl and fuck it stacked like, I don't know,
Does
bread.
She have slippers to match?
She has slippers? Yeah, sure. But she pushes up her little sleeping mask like Holly Golightly. And then she's like... And I was like, what do you want for breakfast? She goes, the usual. That's what she says to the usual.
Okay.
Oh, here at Cafe de Carlos, we know you by name and what you order. Okay. You want the M19? All right. Here we go.
He's doing his inner voice.
So no.
I'm worried.
I was like, we're pressed for time.
Yes, as one is in
right.
the morning.
So I was like, okay. She tells me she wants it on mommy's bread, and mommy's bread is bread alone peasant bread. Which is mislabeled because it's $10 on loaf. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I make her the toast. I assume, I thought she wanted peanut butter, so I put peanut butter on it. And then she gets it. She's at the table. She goes, like that.
What?
Like that. She goes like that. Come
she
here.
Did a finger
yeah, did
to
a finger,
you?
Finger with me.
You know who does a finger? Yeah. My dad.
Yeah.
Or he'll snap. Or he's super Haitian. He'll go.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I'm like, they're going to spit all over
her. Oh, my God.
They're going to rub it between their crotch and put it on a fucking plate. Come on, you guys never worked
in a restaurant
and had fun? You never had fun at a restaurant? Look at all the bike helmets. This is so Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah. We're like, check out my thighs. All right.
Okay, so she calls you over.
Okay, she calls me over.
Okay. Did you roll your eyes, or you're just like,
coffee
what?
Or anything like that? So I was like, what's going on? And she goes, what am I supposed to do with this? And I was like, yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. What the and before I could respond, she just goes, peasant bread, lightly toasted, applesauce, sprinkle of cinnamon. Okay? And then I was like... And that was episode one. Do you understand?
Wow.
Episode two.
What?
Happened a couple days ago.
Wait,
episode two, right?
Wait, I'm getting heartburn. Go ahead. Go
so
ahead.
Episode two, basically, she gets this muffin in the morning because you can't make them eat at a table in the morning. They're like, I gotta eat when we're in transit.
That's always been a pet peeve of mine in movies and TV shows when it's just like, this mama's out here scrambling eggs. Them eggs are expensive.
Yeah.
Bacon, you know how long, even if it's turkey bacon, it takes a good minute to fucking get crispy and shit. And then when the kids come down and they're just, and mom's like, don't forget your breakfast. They're like, no, I'm good. It's like, no, bitch. Sit the fuck down, because whether I went to the store, vintage style, or even Instacarted this shit over, there are fees attached to this food.
Yes.
Sit the fuck down. and eat it. Are you?
I got an amen out of her right there.
Are
yeah.
you fucking crazy? What are you gonna fucking get hungry and go get a dollar pizza with like nearly homeless people and that engineered food? Get the fuck out of here. I love 34th and 8th. Don't even. As you're eating pizza, it's delicious though. I'm not mad. No, yeah. I've had two already, but thank you so much. If you don't want it, let me know. But the point is. And I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to give my kids, like, a, I'm about to have a panic attack. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I did the work. Thank you, Lizzo. Thank you, 3.5 black women. Where the fuck y'all at? I love this. This is my newest onesie.
It's beautiful.
My phone was listening. Thank you, bitch. My phone was listening to me because I was telling my husband, I'm like, who are we going to be this summer?
Right. What's the story you want to tell?
Who are we going to be? Who are we going to be? Because you want a summer look. And then you want a vacation look, right? And I was like, you know what? I really want a spring look. There are no spring onesies. And then this popped up on my Instagram. I said, thank you, China. And so I said, thank you, China. Message received. I'm listening. So are you. I have manners. But it's definitely made out of whatever you would make a kite out of.
Nylon.
Like, nylon. I'm about to start a campfire between my legs. Gonna be hot pussy talk tonight. It's crazy. It's why are you not looking at me? I mean,
because I'm trying to focus, you know? Okay. And yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is gonna do for the podcast. It's very rustly. Very rustly. It definitely feels like I'm flying a kite at some point. Anyways, episode 2. Go on. I'm sorry.
So in episode 2, we're going to school.
Yes.
Hand her the muffin.
Yes.
Walking down the block.
Yes.
This is a Coulson's patisserie muffin. Do you understand?
Oh.
You don't get it. Coulson's patisserie muffin.
Not the organic baked goods.
Yeah.
Not the flower that had a good life.
She's getting this at 7:30 in the morning. Hot out the oven.
Yes.
And then she has...
What in the Meghan Markle is going on?
She has the audacity, nay, the temerity to fucking say to me, I specifically said...
Yes.
No blueberries. That's what she said.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she's with her brother and her cousin. And I do an effective parenting move. I don't know if it's healthy.
Okay.
But
okay.
I turn and I go, ha, 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 ha. And I laugh till I can see the tears coming. And I'm like, all right, calm down. And then I was like, if you
Dad.
Want a muffin without blueberries, go get the muffin without blueberries.
Oh, okay.
And it worked. It worked.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm still recovering from
no,
that.
No, it is. I can see that.
Yeah. My mom would have drop kicked me all the way to the house.
Oh. My dad would be like, do you need a muffin? And then he'd grab my tummy. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, no.
Nobody else got a Caribbean father who don't give a fuck?
Oh, you think they gave a fuck?
I mean, yeah. I didn't get a car when I graduated. I got a congratulations for not getting pregnant in, like, high school or college. That was it. So blueberries, you know, these kids.
Yeah.
These kids. It's a lot to unpack, but I do feel like I love that about her because you are raising the vice president, like the next vice president.
Truly. Or
but
the president.
Also, it's just like the thing you love about someone is always the thing that's going to bite you back.
Yes.
The thing that's beautiful about something is also the thing that's scary.
Yes.
Like height or water or sex. It's amazing. It's scary. It's true. Take a minute. You guys need it.
No.
What's going on? We'll do colors and numbers tomorrow. Are you ready for our first guest?
Are you ready? Oh my gosh.
She's amazing.
Icon.
She's an author. She's an advocate. She's a former model. She's a TV host. She's fucking amazing. She's one of my friends. I love her fucking so much. You gotta watch her show, Taste the Nation. Now, please give it up for Padma.
Padma Lakshmi. There she is.
Hello.
Yes.
Jasmine.
Yes.
much Thank for you. Doing this.
Please. Watch the glasses. Oh, my God. Watch the glasses.
Oh, still your glasses. Very adult. Thank
oh
you so
gosh.
Much.
Oh, my gosh.
See something, say something. Padma, hi.
Hey.
It's a warm room.
I haven't been on stage like this in such a long time.
Yeah.
It's great to be here. I love the Bell House. Can I just say, I always have a good time here. We've done charity comedy nights here. It was always great. It's so nice to see all of you.
I love it. I mean, before we get to the nasty stuff, let's talk about your charitable work. Before we get to the Nancy of it all. But yeah, I mean, that is one of the things we do love about you is that you are an advocate for people who don't necessarily even, you know, have the budget, the vocabulary, the awareness. And, you know, you always come from a place of love and not judgment. That's very special. And, you know, you are beloved.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So I did a show for you here for, I think it was Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else do you work with or work for?
Well, I think we did different things at different times. But one of them was for a National Network of Abortion Funds. And now we see how much that was needed. And everybody came out and it was so great, you know. Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what do you think about what's happening now in America? And
it's
still
scary.
You're raising a beautiful daughter.
Thank you. She's also funny, which is even more important. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I think.
No, she's hilarious and sassy.
She's very sassy. Yeah. What do I think of now? I think it's probably always been scary. It just feels more scary to me. What's happening in Florida is scary. What happens when books are banned from schools is scary, as someone who has a child in school. There's so much. And of course, you know, what women can do with their bodies, what anybody can do with their bodies. That's also scary. But I don't want to bum us out. Okay? Like, we know that it sucks out there, but at least we've got each other in here.
True. Do
for
you
sure.
remember what sex ed was for you? Do y'all remember?
I remember.
Sex ed? Oh, God, yes.
Did you get a boner?
In sex ed?
Yeah.
No, no, not in sex ed.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Where did you get the boner? The nurse's station?
Strangely enough, it was world history, sixth grade.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All that conquest. You were saying...
This is fun. It is. Like I said, I've always had fun here, and this has been a highlight.
I'm so glad.
This is my second time on this show.
Yes.
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 Yeah. I mean, the first time, we still talk about it. Can I reference?
Sure. I don't remember anything, but you can reference whatever
can I?
You want.
Okay. If you don't want to talk about it, we can move on. But it was a great question about edibles and having sex. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that safely? And I'm always just like, stay away from the sticky stuff because you can't, it's like you've got braids the next day. You can't blink. And then even cream gets a little too, it's like the cream goes bad at a certain point. It's just like, if I wanted a sundae, I'd go get a fucking sundae. Oh.
You're talking about food that can be eaten off the body.
What else? What
the job?
Did anybody else think she was talking about edibles? I was like, Yeah, you're like edibles and sex. And you know, I don't like them too sticky. And I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Edibles are so different now. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Talk about that 9.5 week shit.
Edibles are so different now. Yeah. No, edibles and sex are great. And then also a great nap. But anyways,
it's like,
yes.
We don't have to know about
creamy
my
creamy edible are you taking?
You do like that right dosage of an edible. You will have good sex, clean the fridge, take a nap. Let the kids
and make cookies for
them.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Or in my case, banana muffins. But yeah. We were talking about like edible underwear, and it's just like no one needs that much fruit roll up.
No.
Like just
no.
Get to the
plus,
goodies.
It's like a bikini wax. I mean, sorry.
But at that show, you were talking about grapes are really good.
Oh, frozen grapes, yeah.
Frozen grapes.
Get the green kind, because the red kind stain the sheets.
Oh.
Did you guys hear that? Get the green kind. Act like it's a Cuban New Year in your pussy. Not you a heard con- I don't see anyone taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah. So not a Concord. Not a Concord. Get that right out.
I mean, you can, but
well,
then.
Yeah. Seedless, I would hope.
Can you? I know you cannot date someone who is not smart.
Correct.
Can you date somebody that has no taste? Like, just loves to eat McDonald's or just like... Are you answering for Bama? Are y'all just black women in a movie theater? Behind the door! He's behind the door!
Don't do it!
Run! That's what you get!
You know what? How do I say? I did date someone who didn't have that strong of a sense of smell.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people with COVID also temporarily lose that.
Yeah. How did that go?
It's work in progress.
Oh. Okay.
How am I left with more questions?
I know. It's a work in progress.
Have you ever told somebody you love them first, or do you wait for someone to tell you they love you?
I've told someone I love them first, but I was very sleepy.
Oh my God. Who among us hasn't had the same experience? I'm very sleepy. The melatonin is kicked in. I may love you.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I didn't mean it.
Why were you sleepy?
Eventually.
Were you guys working out?
You worked it out. It was like, but you need...
No, but were you working out?
What do you mean?
Did y'all just have sex?
Oh, yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
So, in that kind of like afterglow... Postcoital.
Don't be awkward.
Yeah.
Don't be awkward. I'm not going to say any more about that. I don't want to be...
Understood.
No, it's all good. What do you... Okay, so... truly, because we were just talking about his daughter. Your daughter's...
How old is your daughter?
I'm sweating. Okay.
She's 10.
She's 10. And you said she has an attitude.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm at 13.
Oh, no. I keep trying to, like, do these rhymes. I'm like, you know, our only attitude should be gratitude. You know?
Oh, God.
And it's not working.
Cringe.
But I think it has a nice yin-yang symmetry to it. It works.
Oh, my God.
Thumbs down. What are you, Dancing with the Stars? Give me a break.
Now I know how my daughter feels, like, when I talk.
Yeah.
Boo.
But listen, I mean, I feel like... young girls with attitudes become women who are bosses with dreams, right?
That's fun.
I hope so.
Also, like, dating. Liking people, having feelings, knowing what my body is doing, how to like handle unwanted male attention. Because I've had these titties since I was 11.
Right.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Since your daughter, can you imagine your daughter with this? It's a lot. People thought I worked in the store. I'm like, I'm here to go school supply shopping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think you have to give kids the language. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to talk about it and say, if this happens, this is what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because they're so caught unawares because it's never happened to them until it happens.
Yeah.
And I think you have to just be ahead of it and give them, you know, game plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As young as they are, you know, when I sent my daughter to school, I did that, you know, just told her, if you feel uncomfortable, you have the right to, like, say no and go and tell someone. Just something that she knew there was a plan in her head,
right.
You know?
Yeah, that she has an option.
Yeah.
What is it
like? Just need the language.
What's it like raising a teen?
Actually, I'm lucky because my daughter's super good company. Like, I laugh so much with her. I do. And that's really the best gift that she's given me, is that she just makes me see life through her eyes. And it's nice to live through her childhood, because it's much different than mine was. But so, you know, and I try to remember that. So so that's been great. I mean, you know, I'm just doing the best I can. I don't know. And it's different because they change every day, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's the most compelling thing I've ever done. You know.
Truly.
Truly.
But I mean, you're such a great role model for her. I mean, they do follow everything we do. My husband sent me a video of the kids when I was at work outside mimicking me.
Oh, yeah. No. Krishna does, yeah.
And it was just them yelling at the top of their lungs. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this? Do we need a timeout? And it was 2.5 minutes long. I'm like,
that's so
why did you film the whole thing and send it to me?
That takes a long time to load.
We gotta have a good plan.
We have questions that we answer from the audience, and I have to say, ooh, these are. Are you ready to answer some questions?
Sure.
How do you date someone who has sole custody of their kids?
Damn. Wow.
We have broken out in discussion. Like it's a lunch break at a pyramid scheme.
Totally.
There's going to be breakout groups like in a Zoom. This guy cannot handle it.
Look, he's like,
don't get mad. I can't handle
the answer to this question.
No, he's going
to
get more pizza. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, I say carefully, carefully, carefully. And always know that you will never be number one.
Nor should you be.
Nor should you be.
Yeah.
That part. Chills. I got the goosies.
I think that situation you would have to court more than date, I feel, you know?
Coerce?
What? No, are you talking about? Bridgerton, please. Yes. Tell me.
You would come over for perhaps a nice tea or a cucumber sandwich with clotted cream.
Oh, my God.
Be presented the children and, you know.
Oh, my God. You guys are getting right into...
You need a gazebo for this, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. All right. Question for Padma. You were one of the first examples of seeing a brown woman on TV with Mindy Kaling getting the award at the... What? At the White House.
Yes, I saw that. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
How do you really feel about her? That's what the... No. How do you really feel?
I'll tell you how I really feel about it.
You shine, period.
I was so happy. I saw it on her Instagram. I think that's fabulous. She deserves it.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, when Never Have I Ever came out, it came out, I think, this around the same time as a season premiere of some Top Chef in COVID. Mm-hmm. And we had already watched the premiere, and Krishna and I watched all 10 episodes or whatever it was of that first season until 4 a.m. And it's fantastic. And to hear a mother on TV call their child what I call Krishna, which is Karna. I mean, like, it's very specific and it just feels good. And so I wish I could hang a medal on Mindy Kaling. I would.
Yeah, I also feel like, you know, people always want to pit us against each other.
Right.
But we have to be for us because nobody else will be for us like us. So we are stronger together. There isn't just one seat at the table. That's what they told us. That's not fucking true. We can get our own motherfucking table and chairs. IKEA's right around the corner.
Wherever. We can get them from wherever.
We can go to Wayfair. They got what I need.
What's the next question?
Wait, this is for Padma and Michelle. Y'all were very specific. What upcoming projects do you have coming up? Love y'all. Angie, food lover, culinary publicist. This isn't LinkedIn, but bitch, you better. message. Okay, 5 out of 5 stars, Angie's list.
She's about to say, like, it's like PR rep, Scorpio, all that.
We don't have anything coming out, but Padma hosts this amazing show called Taste the Nation that will be dropping soon. It is fun, it's educational, it's powerful, and it is the history class that we're never going to get in school.
True.
So I suggest not only you watch it, but tell all your friends to watch it too, and your aunties. Angie, your publicist, tell your people.
It's the full season 2. And I'm so proud of it. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. I hope you watch it and like it.
Yeah.
It was so much fun
to
do.
What are the highlights from the season?
Oh, my gosh.
Continued season 2.
We go to visit Afghan immigrants in D.C. And we interview 4 generations of Afghan immigrants. And you can see how much their destinies in Afghanistan are shaped by U.S. foreign policy. And then we go to Lowell, Massachusetts for this Cambodian community that revitalized this small town in New England. Yeah. And now 1 in 4 people of Lowell are Cambodian. Nobody wanted to live there because, shops were closing and they were boarded up. The rents were so cheap that that's where the Cambodian refugees went. They didn't speak the language. They didn't, have any specialized skill, that we could...
But that's immigrant energy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they revitalized the economy of this town.
Because Lowell was, of course, a boom town in the Industrial Revolution, but lost its... I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
But it's also fun. I get to carve a pig's head.
What?
Yes.
That part?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was an experience I'll never forget, ever. You'll see what I mean. I don't want to too graphic here.
Oh, can't wait for the meme.
This one is a kind of a crucial question, I think.
Okay.
And it's going around. Should I go down on my husband in equal proportion to how much he goes down on me? Parentheses, because I don't. The caveat, it takes me a while to come, smiley face.
Oh.
What? What?
Yeah. It takes them a while to reach peanut butter jelly time. That's...
The train takes a long time to go to the station.
Yeah. Yeah, they go local.
Can we please get a picture of Padma reading this question? I think if your husband hasn't brought it up, then you're okay. Personally, I have TMJ, so I know how to get to where we need to go.
Every couple has a rhythm.
Yeah. Maybe, introduce some toys down there so you could,
speed it up?
Yeah. unless he don't mind. If he don't mind, it's fine. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just want to make pounds and pounds of fried chicken. I don't want to eat it, but I want to see people eat it.
I think that's why we get along, because I want to eat it.
We are so different because we have lead such different lives. I was going to say...
Sometimes you do something for someone, you enjoy seeing them have pleasure.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I was going to say, sometimes you want a Harry Styles pop song, and then sometimes you want Rhapsody in Blue, you know?
Nobody wants that.
It's 12 minutes
long. What is he talking about?
You know what?
He's just showing off his knowledge.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, 2 questions. This one is for Padma and everyone else. What do you do on Top Chef when you are too full to eat anything?
That has happened before. That must have happened.
Oh, there have been some painful moments. Truly. Yes. You just breathe and you...
God damn.
You breathe, you get some air. Being cold helps because it, speeds the...
metabolism.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, it's hard, but it's a high-class problem to have, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm never totally, completely full. Maybe that's
insatiable appetite, this one. No, you're a really good taster. I will say that. I remember when I went to your house for some... I didn't know how to... eat this Indian appetizer. It was like a It was like
a... Oh, like a pani puri.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was like a sauce and a thing, and it was like layers, and I was trying to be cute and bite it, and you're like, put it in your mouth now. I was like...
I didn't want it to, you know,
yeah,
it's like a soup dumpling, but
yes.
Cold.
And then I wasn't going to drink the soup out of the bowl. You're like, what are you doing? Drink the soup out of the bowl. I was like, all right, bitch, let's go. It's like, yeah, show me how to eat. Fucking
but
help
it's
me
fun.
Make my space.
It's fun. It's fun eating. Yeah. I always think food tastes better when you eat it with your hands.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It really does. There's something, there's just some magic.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I really can't watch people lick their fingers. That's, but and Dutch people culturally like do this on the plate, and I'm like, and I've seen people out in Dutch restaurants, and if something falls on their kid's arm, they'll like lick it off. I'm like, Next question. This is a really good one, and I think this will probably be the last one. Thank you so much, Jordan, for being on deck.
Yes.
You really were. Calm it down. I'm being nice.
What you got?
He's such a good student. Okay, what advice do you have for... Oh, no, you dropped your glasses. You got it. Thank you so much.
What we're not going to do... Hold on.
Look at all these men glasses. Running.
It's okay. It's fine. I had it, Don. I had it, Don.
I was trying to save it.
I had your back, though.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
What I love is, like, all these nerds just came out like, not the glasses, not today! Pearl Vision is crowded!
Step back, Warren Parker. Okay.
I can't see anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean...
I can see far away. I just can't see the lines on my...
Yeah, it's our phones, yeah. I can't see anything definitely emotionally. I'm dead. What advice do you have for a single mom who works her ass off teaching high school every day?
Get a massage as often as you can.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, have as many orgasms as you can.
That too, that helps.
Figure out your dosage of edibles.
Take a lot of hot baths.
Take every government holiday you motherfucking can.
Truly.
You know? What say you?
Me? Everything that you said. Respond in kind.
Yeah. What else?
The only thing I would add to that is just like really, really enjoy your summer holiday. Teachers deserve their summers off, and it's a ticking clock, and they totally deserve every day off, and it's their time to recharge. I'm the son of a teacher. I'm the husband of a teacher. I don't know why I'm talking like this. But they deserve a crown. You know, I love them. I love them.
Oh,
I'm
so
hot
sweet.
For teacher.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You.
That's what it is.
You got a type.
Yeah.
You
oh,
got
I
a
do.
Type.
I like... Oh, yes, you know that.
They've had such a hard time of it, too, lately. But, I mean, they're just such heroes. I mean, think about what teachers have gone through with COVID. Thank God for my kids' teachers.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine. They were doing it with kids of their own at home, too. And I think, I remember my teachers. Don't you guys all remember, like, that one teacher, Mr. Al Moffitt, Mr. Bob Erickson, Susan Henninger. Like, I remember all these teachers I had. And I still think about them. And teachers are so, I don't know, they're so, when they stick with you, they're so magical like that. And they have such an influence on you, too.
Yeah, Abbott Elementary. That's why that show is so magical.
I love that show.
All relate to it.
I love that show.
Now, personally, I don't remember any of my teachers. They were all assholes. But I love that. They really were. They really were. I went to a lot of different schools. I'm fine. Thank you.
Michelle!
I'm wearing plus-size onesies made out of kites. It's good.
You look great.
Thank
you.
As long as I look good. So we ask.
We ask that one question.
Fabulous?
Doesn't she?
Oh my God. Thank you.
And the blue light.
Nylon never looked so good.
Your hair is fantastic.
Yes, right? Moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for the one. So I love when they just like really mean it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Padma, we ask all our guests, this is our last question for you.
Okay.
What is the most adult thing you want to do for yourself that you haven't had time to do yet this year? Could be anything.
People are like, what's going on? Like, leaning in.
There's so much to choose from, you know?
Yeah.
If I could do anything, I would just stay home for a month and not answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or go to a meeting. Or wear a bra. Fucking A. I would just cook, and when I wanted to only, and I would lay around and I would read the paper in fucking print, not on a screen. I would have the Sunday Times. I would just do that. I would just have stillness.
Yeah.
1 month. That would be such a luxury, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We should just take a... Can we just take a month off? They do it in Europe.
Yes.
I mean...
The answer is yes. Yes.
I love that.
Well, I want that for you.
I want that for us.
I want that for us.
All of us.
Look under your chairs, everybody. You're all getting a month off.
I don't know.
She's cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm super comfortable around her.
That's sarcasm, everyone.
What?
That's sarcasm for my lefty brainers. Oh my God, the way your glasses fogged up the minute she came on stage, I was like, anybody got a wipe? And then she dropped her glasses, and then you and Don
She dropped
Will,
her glasses.
That's what yes. I just said. That's what you just mansplained what I just said. Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm in a writer's room.
Thank you for calling me a man. I appreciate it. It doesn't happen often. So explain what happened. I mean, the glasses fell because people couldn't really see.
Especially Padma. She didn't have her glasses. She dropped her glasses off her lap. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan and DJ Don Will, both blurreds with Pearl Vision coupons, jumped up as if they were like group one on South by Southwest or whatever. What is it, Southwest?
South by Southwest Airlines, which is just run by hipsters.
What is happening? You guys jumped up to like save her glasses as if she like was about to walk into a puddle. I'm like,
yes.
Chivalry was dead until Padma walked into the room. Because let me tell you something. I have walked into the Belt House holding six bags. Do you think Jordan or Don Will has fucking helped me up or down steps? No.
Of course
They're
I
like,
have.
Look at that strong back and that sturdy gait. You better go up and down a mountain with a fucking barrel of water on your fucking head. No, bitch. None of y'all. I'm out here moving furniture before the show. They're like, you got it? Y'all right? Oh, I would love a rosé since you're up. Okay, Padma drops her glasses next to her feet. Both of you guys run. I can't. Anyway.
First of all, a couple things. Yeah. They were obviously Saul Moscots. Those are very good glasses. She was unaware. Because we have a new carpet now on the floor, they wouldn't clatter, right? So she was unaware. I had to come and run and rescue. And it was literally slow motion. It was just like,
oh my God.
I could hear that opera song, like, oh. Like, I was like, wah! And then I jumped from the chair
mm-hmm.
and saved her. And I really think that that's the moment we became best friends.
Oh, God. Whatever you just said is giving Gwyneth Paltrow, like, giving Gwyneth Paltrow on the stand right now. I'm ready for a Law and Order dun-dun because I don't believe any of it.
First of all, couple of things.
Yes.
No salty talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, please.
No.
No salty talk about GP. No.
You don't want to talk about how she missed half a day of skiing?
What do you mean she missed half a day?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, that was her testimony that she missed half a day of skiing?
Yeah.
That man cost her half a day of skiing?
Now do you feel the burn?
As someone who has, yes, missed a half a day of skiing, I can understand. That man should be in jail for what he's done to GP with the ooh in the middle. That's a bunch of goop to me.
I don't know where to start and I don't know how to end.
Is he under arrest?
Oh, my God. Listen, can we just get back to Padma, the bright, shining light? Let's protect her at all costs.
Yes.
Everyone's surprised by, like, how nice she is. I think a lot of things. I don't think you get to be in a position like this and host 20 seasons of a show with a bunch of different personalities, chef personalities, right? And not know how to handle yourself, right? She truly is a citizen of the world. She is doing good for... I want to say every continent. Like, let's not fact check a bitch because I'm not an accountant. Also, she's got her own show. How many brown female hosts do you see? She travels, is educational. We're getting into food, all the things. She actually tastes everything. She looks people in the eye. All that shit. And you guys have to check out her show, Taste the Nation. Like, I can't say enough. And she's fucking fun. Like, she's a good hang.
Yeah. Taste the Nation's on Hulu, right?
It is on Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah.
So figure out your password and go get it. All right, you guys. Well, I hope you had fun listening to this episode. I hope you had as much fun as Jordan did saving Padma's glasses. Okay. Wash your hands, wipe your butts, and have a great day.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our senior producer is Jiha Lee.
Our associate producer is Alex Chi.
This episode was mixed by John Bradley.
Our guest booker is Patrick Kottner.
Additional production support from Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Theme song and live show DJing is by Don Will.
Our live show producer is Marianne Ways.
Artwork by Jamie Bechtel.
Photography by Gijs Vandermost.
Executive produced by Karen Kilgara, Georgia Hardstark, and Danielle Kramer.
Follow the show on Instagram at AdultingThePod.
Email your questions to adultingquestions@gmail.com. Follow Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show and visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase adulting merch.